It is time to bring in Pat Pagano and our ho-hum kind of dreary forecast. Hi, Pat.
It's more than ho-hum. I hate to tell you that.
Well, it's ho-hum right now.
Right.
It won't be ho-hum later, but right now it's kind of just like a kind of, you know.
Neither there or here.
Yeah.
Right. By the way, when you were ringing in on Skype, I had no buttons. Nothing was colored. I had no buttons at all. But I did see a little green foam. And that's what I clicked on. Otherwise, you know, the normal buttons that are there, they weren't there. They weren't there. I don't know what's going on.
I don't know. Maybe we'll have to. Maybe I'll have to teach you how we can do Zoom, and that's an easy thing to do as well. But yeah, Skype is getting a little inconsistent. They update it so much, and then it screws up after it updates. So.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, weather-wise, a partly cloudy sky today at a high 60. Continued partly cloudy tonight, low 40s. No, we'll have some sun tomorrow, 65 to 70. On Thursday, a storm gets going over the Mid-Atlantic coast. It's going to be a little nor'easter. And as we go through Thursday into Thursday night, the storm will intensify. So it's going to be rainy. And the highs will be in the low 50s, probably drop into the 40s. Thursday night into Friday, rain and or wet snow, especially higher elevations. And our higher elevations, Catskills, Berkshires, they could easily pick up an accumulation. And the highs on Friday will be in the 40s. Up there, in the higher elevations, it'll stay in the 30s. Saturday, a leftover shower, lots of cloud cover, temps, probably no higher than, I would say, 50, low 50s. And then on Sunday, while it will be a little milder, there's a chance of rain showers.
Now, when you say higher elevations, yesterday I asked you if it was 1,000 to 1,500 feet. Probably above 1,500 feet, you figure?
It could actually be above 1,000.
All right.
And you know, here, I wouldn't doubt at this point right now that we could see snow mixing in with the rain. I don't see an accumulation, but it's not out of the question that any part of our region will see some wet snow by Friday morning.
And I live right around right around 1,000 foot level, going up the mountain.
I bet you you'll get like a good sloppy inch or two.
Yeah. All right. And then of course when you go further up the hill, then you're looking you're well above 1,000 feet as you go up Mount Riga.
I bet you the Green and White Mountains, I bet you they pick up easily, maybe even the Adirondacks, easily pick up 4+.
Wow.
That's what I'm thinking. Right now, you know, these storms, they could bomb, you know, intensify very quickly. And if that happens, it's an April Fool's joke by Mother Nature. Late, but it's an April Fool's joke on all of us. So I'm a little skeptical about it. It was funny because I had my friends here Saturday night. We were sitting having dessert. And I said, let me just tell you guys something. And they all looked at me. I said, and the models are not depicting this right now, but I'm going to tell you that by late next week, meaning this week, I think there's going to be a little potent storm along the coast, and I think that it could bring some snow. And my friend Joe, who is an avid snow lover, said, oh, come on. I said, I didn't tell you you're going to be shoveling. I said it could bring some snow, meaning it could fall. He goes, oh, who cares? So, okay, great. Because, you know, if it's not on the ground, he doesn't care about it. It's got to be on the ground. He loves snow. He's a master gardener, and he loves snow. But anyhow.
Well, we'll see what happens. You know
what? We'll see what happens with that. Yeah, we'll see what happens with that. And pretty much that's it. I have a I don't know. You're not really that good with video editing and Final Cut Pro, right, Marshall?
I hated Final Cut Pro because it's Seeing as we have a local access TV channel, the software we need for our volunteers to go out and film and everything has to be very easy. So we use very easy digital editing software, okay? Final Cut Pro is for the people that are really serious about what they're doing, and it unlocks a myriad of options that the beginner just doesn't need. So it's not that Final Cut Pro is not good. It's great. It's terrific. But it's for more sophisticated projects than just titling something at the beginning and the end and making smooth transitions. That's all we really have to do with the local access channel.
Yeah, well, as you know, we use Final Cut Pro for our movies, but we need to because of the caliber. But I was just wondering, I mean, remember now, I'm not the editor. I do all the camera work. But I was just kind of wondering if instead of taking the finished product and making a DVD out of it, if I could send the finished product to a memory card, not a stick. I was wondering if I could send it to a memory card.
Yeah. You're talking about one of those little square things, right?
Yeah, but will the iMac do that? Will it record onto the memory card?
No, you have to record it first, and once you've saved it on your iMac,
as a master file,
as a file, an actual M4 file, okay,
right.
Then you can take that M4 file and you can transfer it onto a memory card. Instead of sending DVDs out to everybody, really, that's what you should do.
That's what I'm thinking.
Or else, even better than that, form a Dropbox site that's just a movie Dropbox site,
right?
And then you put it up there, and you send everybody a link, and they can click on the link, and they can choose to just watch it or download it.
Hmm. Interesting.
Could save yourself a lot of time and money, and even the only people that anybody that doesn't have a computer, you send a DVD to, but other than that, I'm sure most of your friends that are in the movie area. Can click on a link and decide whether they want to play it or download it. I'm almost positive they can, and it just saves you a lot of time.
I'm thinking of that. I'm really thinking of that. I know I don't think I'd be – I can't put it on a thumb drive because I do not have a input on the iMac for a thumb drive.
For a USB drive, yeah.
USB drive. No, maybe I do, yeah.
But all I'm telling you, all you need is to do what I'm telling you. I'll help you set up the Dropbox for your movies, and you can put them all up there sooner or later so people can watch whatever they want, whenever they want.
That's a good idea. Maybe I'll take you up on that. I'll tell you right now, a little bit, I won't say depressed, I'll say disappointed. I sent out an email saying that we're attempting to have the premiere May 15th, and so far the response has been terrible. A lot of no's. People are just not coming, and mainly, guess what the excuse is?
COVID-19.
You got it.
Well, then another thing you could do for that, Pat, is set up a Zoom link. I can teach you how to do that. Have your party, but have it virtually. And have it, you know, set it for a date and a time at like 7 o'clock in the evening, and invite everybody. All they have to do is respond to your Zoom link, and they get the password, and that way they can click on the Zoom link and watch the premiere that way.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of that.
But that would force most of them then to have to watch it on their computer.
Yeah.
And if they have a small computer, it's not going to be too nice.
Yeah.
You know what? You have some great suggestions. I may want to do the Dropbox and make life easy for myself.
Yeah, absolutely. I just think it's the way to go. It's the way to go. We used to supply lots of files to everybody, audio files and everything. Now we just say, go to our on-demand site, download them. And we have, for video, we have them on Vimeo. And for audio, we have it on WordPress. And that way, whoever wants anything, they just go there and they get it.
There is a link on the iMac on Final Cut Pro to share with Vimeo. I have no idea how to set that up, but maybe instead of doing a Dropbox, maybe we could just set it up there. But will they be able to have access to that?
Yes, Yeah, because you can make it public. You make the movie page public.
Okay.
And that way you can even put all the movies there and just send the link out to people who want it.
Like yourself.
Yeah. Really?
Right. Yeah. Good idea. We'll have to work on that before May 15th, so we have plenty of time.
And you know what? It'll make your life a lot more mm-hmm. easy.
I'll make one DVD as a hard copy for myself, so I have a backup, even though I have a backup drive, right. And just keep the DVD for myself.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. All right. That's the way to do it, Pat, I'm telling you.
That's it. Thank you, Mr. Video. And
you know, once you do this, you'll never want to go back the other way.
Never want to go back, right. And I will wish you tons and tons of sunshine.
Well, we're not going to get tons of sunshine, but we'll get some sunshine, and then hopefully we'll get past this without getting much snow.
Let's hope.
All right, Pat, I'll check with you mañana.
All righty. Sounds good, Marshall.
Take care, Pat.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center, of course, with a check on our tri-state forecast and some of my ideas for movie distribution.